Azeroth with Attitudes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Azeroth with Attitude. My name is Ipa Dillon.
Hi, and my name is Art.
And we are your new favorite World of Warcraft podcast because, baby, there's a little bit of glitter in the tank for this one. And we are covering all things Endgame and Voidstorm and this new raid that just came out for Midnight. But before we get into that and some viewer questions, shout out to all the people that sent viewer questions since last episode. How you been, girl?
Good. and Plus is about to come out, or is already out when you're watching this. And I took a vacation from work to be able to lock in. I'm really living that hardcore social life, girl. Took a vacation to play World of Warcraft.
So
you know, the real ones will understand. The real ones will get it.
How does it feel to know that you are the epitome of nerd culture? You said not only am I taking off launch day, I'm taking off a whole week so I can no life this game.
Well, yes. And I listen, and now I at least have a bit of excuse because I'm like, well, I'm also streaming it. So technically it's also kind of like, you know, like a business decision. But I used to do that when I did not stream or make content. I would still take off to genuinely, like, and I would be a little more excited for it because I would be in hermit mode, like, you know, just cozy clothes all day.
Girl, and I know that room smelled. That room smelled, hey, girl.
Hold on a minute. Not that way. Ew, no.
She said,
I'm excited about it.
She said there's empty cans everywhere. I'm thinking, like, you're giving full asthma nasty in your room.
Ew, not asthma mold. Okay, hold on. You're not gonna compare me to a straight man, okay? Let's get that very clear.
You said not only I'm not offended by the fact that you compared me to a toxic man, it's the fact that you compared me to a man, a straight man, mind you.
Period. Also, yes, I may be a nerd, and yes, I may be hermiting, but mama, I will not be stinky. You could eat dinner off of this asshole any time of day, okay? Period. Just have to make that very clear.
She said, mama, this bussy is going to cause world peace, horde, alliance. It doesn't matter, mama. Anyone's coming in because everyone's getting something out of it. Okay. World peace up in Azeroth. The void, the light, it's all the same up in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's what we correct. Took the week off of work for, where you did.
Correct. Anyway, so how are you?
What a way to start off the month. Also, I'm so sorry. Okay, listen. We have been getting, shout out to the YouTube viewers. We have been getting a lot of new viewers coming in through the YouTube algorithm. I am so sorry if you came here for an actual review of all of the content in World of Warcraft. And we just talked about Art's butthole being so clean you could eat dinner off it.
I mean, well, what a way to get to know me, right?
Exactly. Exactly. How have I been? I have been really good. I have been also no-lifing. World of Warcraft. I finally have attempted this raid, this new raid. This is the first time ever I have used the queuing system, like I did a normal raid. Normally I'm an LFR girly. I'll do it just for the story, and then I'm probably never touching it again until it's old content. So this is my first time really trying a raid. And
let's talk about that.
Oh, you want to talk about it now? Because I got things to say. I've got feelings.
We can talk about it later, but I want to know about this is really exciting. This is like your first time.
Oh, I had a blast. I had so much fun.
Okay.
I learned not only do people sometimes treat me like garbage in person, but they'll also treat me like garbage in a game. The way I felt so accomplished, I was like, girl, my eye level, I am like fucking eating right now. Paid dust. Paid dust. I had someone. I was hitting accept me, accept me, accept me on all these groups. I'm like, please. I was on my knees begging, pleading, just please let me braid with you. I had someone DM me and they said, Mama, run a few world quests first, then we'll talk. The way, and I know that that was a gay man. I know that was a gay man that did that because I'm in Proudmoore. It's all homos up in there.
Can I just say, I'm not even surprised. Welcome to the wild community.
Guess what my eye level was?
I don't know, 220?
240.
What?
And I was still
that's
getting
low.
And I was getting paid that's dust.
That's crazy. That's crazy to get declined with 240. 240 is really good eye level. For the people that are watching, 240 is a pretty solid eye level, especially if you're doing normal. Like, girl, calm down. Calm down, please.
Yeah.
The rate's been out for like 4 minutes.
No, truly, it's been out for 2.5 seconds. And the... Okay, so we'll just get into it now.
Talk about it.
Girl. So I get into this raid. And the way I got humbled on my stream, I was like, I can queue heroic. I got this. Diva. The way I got humbled immediately, they're like, no, girl, you're like an LFR normal girly. Like, you just queue for normal. So I get into my first boss fight and I was like, oh, I'll read the adventure guide because I need to learn how the mechanics of all these bosses are. And the first boss in the raid is like,
you read the adventure guide?
Yeah, girl.
Okay, fierce. I've never in my life read that. That's the first guy. Okay, continue. Oh, sorry, continue.
Me and the adventure guide are like this. For every dungeon and raid, I was like, I need to know what the hell I'm doing. So
you are so cute. And I would never usually say that. But I imagine this new girly that's like, hey. And then she's like, there's like this massive boss sitting in front of her. She's like, wait a minute.
That's literally me. I was literally doing that on stream. I would like pull it up as we're running to like the next boss. I'm pulling up the adventure guide and reading through it as I'm like walking to the next boss. So
that is so cute.
That first boss is like the tic-tac-toe boss where it's like the grid. Yeah. And yeah. You can't get three in a row. It took everything in my power not to flame my team when they kept getting three in a row. And we had this tank, and this tank was like so cocky that they were going to push us through the entire raid, and they kept messing up. And I was like, you know what? I'll be nice. They're not being toxic. They're not calling out anyone for messing up. I can't be toxic in this situation.
Yeah, adventure guide girl.
You could visibly see on my face on this stream. I was like, oh. Again, that's great. Another 40 minutes. Let's go, girl.
Girl, you are experiencing every sensation and rating so quickly at the same time. I love it. I love it.
So wait, it gets worse. So we end up like beating that boss. We're working our way through the raid. We had no issue.
You get loot?
No, not a single fucking thing. Didn't get a single thing. Just wasted right. My time on all
right,
this.
Right, right, right.
Didn't get experience, right, sure. Barely got any gold. Anyway, so we're getting through. The second boss was easy. The third boss was easy. I think we got literally the third boss on our first try. We struggled with the second boss, which is the giant lizard.
Yes, that girl, the one with the walls.
Yeah, which in my mind, very easy boss. I don't know why
why
we were struggling on that one. I was like always the last person alive whenever we were wiping. I was like, girls, it's so telegraphed. Like, pay attention. So that we get to the double dragon boss. And that's the tough one because it's like.
That's the wall. Yeah, that's the wall boss.
That's the wall. Sure. And we try it one time. And our tanks are like, we have to disband the group. We have to leave. And I was like, Oh my God. No, I don't want to have to go through this whole queue system again. Don't do
this. This is so funny to me. You are experiencing what I call pug roulette. So you will experience all emotion humans experience, but in the course of like half an hour, yep. You will feel happiness, but you will also feel despair. And you will suffer. But sometimes you end up in a good group because you play the pug roulette and things just naturally work out and you don't even know why the other one was struggling. This is the nature of pugging through raids. And I'm honestly so proud of you for doing that. I would have been way too anxious as like a new girl to raiding. I would have been way too anxious to do that. I needed to have like a guilt that like, you know, yeah. babies me through it.
Good idea
for doing that, honestly.
It was fun. I did apply. So I'm in a guild right now, which is the Spreading Taint. And
what?
Listen, Taint is a long-standing LGBTQ raid, or it's like a guild group. But they have so many guilds within a guild. It's like one of those like huge umbrella guilds.
Okay,
I didn't realize I'm in one of the guilds that doesn't raid. It's literally just like casual conversations. So just I guild. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I want to raid. What do I do? Like, how do I do this? So I applied for one of the other internal guilds, and they still haven't accepted me in that. Okay. And I was like, okay, so I guess I'm running pugs then in order to like figure this out. So Anyway, I disband from that raid group and I'm like, well, I guess I have to queue again. And I did that at eye level 232. So in the time of doing all of this, like queuing for another one, I got up to 240. Cause I was like, all right, no one's going to pay attention to me unless I'm 240. Shout out to local top viewer of mine.
I know Local Top. He's been in my chat too. I love calling him out. I'm like, hey, Local Top, in your area.
You know what's so funny? Okay, listen, this is crazy. Shout out to Local Top. Local Top is actually a Local Top in my area. We found out he lives in the same city as me.
I love being gay. I love it so much.
I started talking about my city and he's like, wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute, Local Top in my area. Anyway, so Local Top just queued up with me because he's like, well, if I queue as healer,
Local Top queued with me
because he was like, Local Top's like, wait, if I'm the healer and I'm a pretty high eye level healer, they have to accept you if they accept me.
That's always the cheat code. Queue with a healer and a tank, like in every game.
So we tried doing that. And then that's when I got that sassy DM. They're like, oh, we're not accepting you unless you get a world quest, get a few world quests done. I was like, oh. Anyway, so we finally get into a game. And I straight up told him, I was like, well, we're not able to find a group for the double dragons. Let's at least queue for the final battle because I want to see
this. All been happening in one stream.
This was a 7-hour stream of me figuring out all of this. 7 hours.
I'm so proud of you, though. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. I just wish we could play together.
I know.
You don't have to suffer.
Okay, this is why I need to do. I have more friends in Europe, so I need to just bite the bullet and start a. You have an NA account, but I also need to start an EU account. Like, I need to. So maybe I'll do that in, actually, I might do that this weekend. Maybe I'll just start up an EU account. So we finally get into this raid group to finally fight Illyria. Spoiler alert, Illyria. We try one time and our tanks aren't listening. Because we're like, hey, we should probably go over the raid mechanics on this one. It's a really tough fight. There's a lot of moving parts in this boss fight. They're like, we'll run it. Well, we got this. So obviously we all die because no one reads the adventure guide and understands what's going on like I did.
I'm sorry. Well, actually, I read the adventure guide and this is wrong.
I said, get the orbs, girls. Get the orbs. There's orbs on the... Why is no one hitting the orbs?
Can I just say, you are actually gagging me so fiercely right now. I did not even know that Adventure Guide gives you mechanics. Yeah,
girl, not only does it give you the full mechanics of the fight, you can look up every individual spell that the boss will cast.
Oh, I know that.
It'll break down based off your role. So it'll be like, oh, are you a DPS? These are the top three things you should watch for in this fight. Oh, are you a tank? These are the top three things you need to do as a tank in this fight. Like, it's so helpful.
Mama, I'm so gagged. The only reason why I opened that book up is to check which loot I can get. That's all I do. And sometimes if a spell keeps killing me, I'll look at the spell and be like, what is this spell? And then be like, what is like hungering chaos? Why do I keep dying to it?
Yeah.
That's the only two reasons why I'll check. But usually it is because of the loot. So I'm actually really gagged. I'm really, really gagged.
Yeah.
Learned something.
Yeah. So we did the fight one time and the group disbanded again. And I said, I'm going to watch the cinematic online. I was like, it's not honestly, in the cards tonight.
This sounds like a really fun stream to me, honestly. I was there for like a tiny bit. I was lurking a little bit because I was working on the side. But that sounds really, really fun.
We're going to try again. I might do it off stream. We might do it on stream. Yeah. Who knows? But I'm going to beat that damn boss.
Yeah. You should make this a series and then clip every failed attempt. So it's like every second you just see everyone wiping like, boop, 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 boop. That sounds really fun.
I should do it. I honestly, that's a good idea. I should go through that VOD.
Okay. I always loved when people did like from zero to hero challenges where they're like completely new and then they get to experience all of these things the first time. And then like that kind of show their journey. I always thought these videos are so fun to watch.
Oh my God. Well, that's going to be me with this EU account. Because if I do that this weekend, I'm going to... Because you start fresh, right?
You start completely fresh. You will be a Nepo baby though because you have all of us. You have all of... girlies will be marching.
They're going to be like...
They'll be marching to see you. Then you're gonna walk in front of us and we're all gonna be like, you're one of us now.
I'm like, wait, what, oh my God, what kind of European do I wanna be? There's so many choices.
You'll probably be like,
British scum. Hmm. Thank you.
I'm kidding. No. I don't know. That's hard. You're so American.
Thank you. So the state of the world that we're in, you are so American. Thanks. Thank you.
No, because like there's Eastern Europeans, right? Like the mean ones. Then there's like the British ones, you know.
British.
But you have nice teeth, so that doesn't work. then we have like the North. I don't know, they're way too progressive.
Yeah. And people know South, me super conservative.
You're too white for that. You know? Yeah. So I don't know, like, what would I put you? You could be Austrian.
There you go. I'm Austrian. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're too nice for that. See, it doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Wait. Oh, I want to ask you about your raid experience as well. But I have to go on a tangent here really fast because it involves Serbia. And I know that you love Serbian trade as well.
I love Serbian. Wait. Where did you get the idea that I love Serbian trade?
Did you not tell me that there were super hot men in Serbia? I could have swore we had this conversation.
What the fuck are you talking about? What in the world are you talking about? I never in my life said that. I have never said that.
I could have swore.
Girl, you must have dreamt that. Some Serbian man was in your dream. I did not say that.
I could have swore. Oh my God, I'm sweating. I could have swore.
So you're making shit up again.
No, girl. I could have swore we had a conversation where you were like talking about Serbian trade. And the point I was going to make, listen. So I am a fan of, there's like a reality show YouTube series called Drag Duel. And I'm part of the Patreon for it. So being part of the Patreon is you join this Discord. And one of the contestants, can't say who they are yet because the cast isn't out yet. It lives in Russia. But they were talking about...
You say it?
Rude. I know. They live in Russia. they were talking about Serbian men and how hot they were. And I mentioned in this Discord call, I was like, oh my God, you're the second person that I know that's talking about the trade in Serbia.
Well, you lied.
I had it in my mind that, and I was going to mention it here. I was like, oh my God, I met another person who loves the trade in Serbia.
Trade in Serbia. Let's talk about it.
Anyway, how was your raid experience?
I do want to say, I mean, if you say Serbian men are hot, that isn't even too far from the truth, because I don't know if you know the history of the Balkans with Serbia, Bosnia, and Croatia. We all used to be one country.
I don't. American education system.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Why would you? You all used to be one country. So I'm Bosnian, but I technically speak the same language as a Serbian person. So Serbian in Bosnian is like Canadian and American. It's the same thing, basically. We just have some different words.
Got it.
Yeah, but and yes, the divas in the Balkans are hot. Actually, but that's also kind of not true. The Balkans is like really pretty women marrying really ugly men. And then there's randomly like really hot men sometimes.
Okay, so literally anywhere in the globe.
Well, yeah, but I still am gagging at the fact that you believe that I said that I ever maybe mentioned Serbian.
You might have mentioned actually Balkan, and maybe
Balkan is like a lot of people. That's not just one country.
Yeah, and I think we had a conversation about like you were telling me about the Balkans and like all the stuff. I had deja vu as you mentioned this. So I think we've had this. Maybe you didn't say Serbian trade. You might have said Balkan trade, but. It's close enough.
No, I love this. This is great. We're just making shit up. Yeah, I love it.
Okay. So,
this second person. Right. how was my raid? My raid went really well. I'm with a new guild called Ashes.
Ashes?
No, they're called From the Ashes.
I've heard of this guild. I've seen people with From the Ashes. I'm not even kidding you. I have seen people on Proudmoore with From the Ashes their guild title.
Maybe that's our NA then equivalent or something.
Maybe.
It's not like a massive guild. It's like, well, they do have two raids. They have a casual raid and a progression raid.
Okay.
I joined the progression raid because I do have mythic raiding experience because of my friend Lou. And I was really nervous to raid with them because, like, you know how it is. Like, these raiding guilds are, like, a bunch of men usually. And they're all, like, you know, I usually will go into a Discord call for the first time with these people. And I'll be tense. I'm just waiting for someone to say something that I you know, don't agree with.
Yeah.
But funny enough, I joined the raid and we did so well. We cleared entire normal in, like, one night. And then the other one boss raid, we also cleared him. I call him Kia Maris. We cleared all of them. Like, I was really surprised. Didn't get that much loot. And then yesterday we did Heroic and we also cleared the one boss raid. So we already have an ahead of the curve achievement, which is crazy.
Wow.
Ahead of the curve is like what you get when you kill the last Heroic boss. But since it's only one boss, we got that achievement. And then we also did the first four bosses, we just got the dragons down on Heroic. The dragons were definitely a wall. Like, we were wiping on that for, like, 2 hours before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it went really, really well. And there were some moments where, like, someone, like, there's, like, this one fight, the council, where you fight the light.
Yeah, I never got to do that. Or, no, I did do that one. We beat it really easily on normal.
It's like you fight three paladins, basically. And someone was like, oh my God, the light votes for Trump now. And I was like, oh God, here we go. I'm tensing up. I'm like, someone's going to start saying something diplomatic. And then they all were like, yeah, no, you know, we're on the right side. Fuck Trump and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. Straight men being reasonable. And I was like, okay, I tensed up for nothing. Yeah. And then I made a lot of dick jokes and they liked it. But the raid was really, really fun. I actually really enjoyed it. I'm also performing really well because I'm a warlock and warlock's really good right now. So it was really kind to like walk in there and like eat the girls up. That was really fun. I don't really get that competitive in World of Warcraft, but when it happens, I'm like, well, yeah, I'll take it. and the fights are also really fun. Illyria's fight in particular is really unique and I really, really enjoyed it. But I was expecting, I was really excited. I didn't watch the ending cinematic. I was like, oh, I want to experience it. I want to earn it. I want to experience it myself. Girl, why did that lead up feel like nothing? I don't know.
Thank
like
you,
constantly.
You said it. Thank God you said it.
You constantly feel like you hear some voice lines, but like, give us like in between short cinematics where we see how we get to that point. Because first we're like with Illyria and Tyrallian. All of a sudden we're fighting the light. Then all of a sudden like Illyria gets captured, I guess. And then she's being choked and then she dies.
Yeah, I am so glad you said this because I think that was my one takeaway from the raid. Because my fear was if I'm doing pugs, I'm going to miss out on some of the story because I'm going to need to like flip through cinematics really quickly in order to like follow the group. There was no cinematics and the story was so all over the place. It didn't really make any sense whatsoever about like why certain things were happening and why we were fighting certain bosses. And then that ending, in my mind, doesn't make any sense because if Xalatath's entire plan was to rob Illyria of the Dark Nauru within her, and she specifically needed to do it near the Sunwell, and so she's like, okay, I have to figure out a way to get Illyria near the Sunwell. There are probably like 20 other ways she could have done that that were so much easier and faster than the plan that she did.
True, but I also do think it wasn't her ultimate plan. I think it was a plan B because she had that other Nauru, right? That then Illyria shot.
That's
and then
true.
She saw how powerful, I think that's potentially she saw how powerful Illyria's Nauru is.
Yeah.
And then she changed the plan. But I still was like, okay, so if let's just say Illyria died. I personally don't believe it yet because what do you mean? You've had this whole buildup, this whole story, this woman chasing after her, and you get all of these like relationships, and then her ending is not even like no parting words, no like huge emotional moment. I refuse to believe that that's how they're going to let go of Illyria. That would be really sad. Because remember when Ysera died in Legion and like her like tear go like falls and then like the moon turns blood red and like what's the Diva called? The Night Elf Diva.
Tyrande
is like crying and like that was so incredibly emotional. That cutscene will still like get me like choked up when I see it. And I'm like, there's no way that Illyria, one of the Windrunner sisters, one of the main characters in the World of Warcraft universe, just gets stabbed, falls on the floor, and that's it. There's no way. I mean,
agree.
They fall through this void storm then, and like you can see all of them falling, and we get teleported out by Umbrick, but we still have as long as there's no body, I refuse to believe. It's like rule one of storytelling. If there's no body being like desecrated in front of you, the person is not dead.
Yeah. I'm actually going to bring up one of our viewer questions now because it kind of ties into like what it is that we're talking about right now. So that way we can give him a shout out and keep talking about this. This is from Holiness, the priest from Arizona. So shout out to Holiness. It's literally Holiness.
Oh, like Holiness.
Yeah. Hello, question for the pod. Now that the Dark Well is upon us, how do you think they will resolve this? Is Illyria still alive? Will they sacrifice someone affiliated with the light to try to change it back? I would love to hear what you want to happen and what you think will happen. I have my thoughts. Here's what I think will happen and what I want to happen. What I think will happen. I don't think Illyria is dead. She literally fell into the void with Tyrallian, who is the strongest light-wielding paladin right now. He can easily heal her. Easily. I don't think she's dead. What I think is going to happen is now that the Sunwell is like all corrupted with the void, this could lead into the next patch, which is in Zolomon, where we might see people having to work with the trolls to save people within Quel'Thalas who are maybe they're becoming more corrupted by the void. So like there's people that are leaving Quel'Thalas to go into the jungles of Zolomon because they have these like light forged weapons due to the light bloom. I just think our next patch is going to be in Zolomon. Like
for sure. 100%. You're already sort of zone.
Yeah, they're trying to tie, I think they're going to try and tie the stories together, where maybe Zul'Jara is coming out as this like leader to like help defend this entire region from the void, as we try to like figure out what is our end goal to try and turn the Sunwell back into a light Sunwell. What I want to happen is I want Illyria to be alive. I also want Illyria to lose her void powers. And what I want is for Illyria to be our first real bastion into high elves. Because technically, correct me if I'm wrong, she's a high elf. Yeah. So when she loses her dark Nauru, she becomes a high elf. She's just a normal high elf then. I would love to see her, after all is said and done, become a leader to like the high elves and maybe bring on an allied race of these high elves that are a much more accepting and a much more progressive elf race than what we've had. Because right now we're getting a lot of prejudice elves, like the blood elves are prejudiced against the void elves. The void elves are like prejudiced against the light. Like, it's just a whole lot of prejudice. So I could see like an elf race to kind of try to unite them all and be like, hey, we need to like accept each other.
Yeah, but there is this one part in the south of Quoth'Alas where you meet high elves and they're very mean to you. They're very mean to you.
Which makes sense. Yeah, that makes complete sense. And I think Illyria could be the voice of reason. I don't know.
But they did say that Midnight is about uniting elven tribes. So maybe that could really be a segue into that. I would love it. I would really, really love it. But when I saw what happened with when she said like now to the dark well, that was really cool. That was really, really cool. And then the raid is done and you're just like, wait, what just happened? Like I said, like the Illyria's death part. Not really a huge fan because like it didn't feel like an actual death.
Yeah,
it already happened with Khadgar, and I don't like that. Like, give us either like a death cinematic or give us nothing, you know. And then when you leave the raid and like Silvermoon is different, it's like dark and you see the dark well and you see like that little void beam and there's no music. You just hear like that sound of like that, like almost like faint, like far away explosions. And the first thing I did is I went on my mount and I flew into the sun well to see what it looks like. You go in there and you instantly die, but for a second you see Illyria's Nauru in there.
Oh,
you see it standing next to the dark well.
You don't have
enough time to like check it out because you instantly just die. And like you save a bunch of people from there. And that was really, really cool. That like dooming sort of like moment where it really feels like, okay, we might have lost. But now we're getting Quel'Danas, the march to Quel'Danas, where I guess we retake it. I don't know what's going to happen, but what I want to happen, or what I think is going to happen, I don't think that the Sunwell is going to just return to light, because we had issues with that too, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe they're going to find a new way to live without a Sunwell completely.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Like,
and that would like, if like maybe like erase these like stakes of like, oh, the Sunwell has to be this like thing that we all worship. But what if the Sunwell doesn't exist? Who are you without the Sunwell?
What if, to connect all of these storylines, we get a new world tree of sorts that is light infused, and that could be like the new source of light magic that the elves feed upon. Only because obviously like people have issues. Like, why are this Harandar storyline doesn't really make a lot of sense. I think it makes sense in the grand scheme of the story, but I could see them trying to connect. Like, we've got all these world trees. We know that Teldrassil's roots are still alive. We know that, the light infects like the plant life and the fauna around it, but we know that it also can be beneficial. Like, obviously, like the blooms are like blooming and it's like it's not killing any of the plants, it's making them grow and prosper too much. So I'm wondering if like they could go down something around that route to kind of tie in Harandar into it. I don't know. I'm just theory crafting
like here. Or maybe find like a balance. Isn't there also this one boss that is literally like this phoenix that is half void, half light? I don't know, because just going back to the light would be boring. I want to see them live completely without the sun well. Because human paladins can live without a sun well and can still draw upon the light. So I feel like maybe there's just gonna be, and like elves are gonna be challenged once again to completely find a new way to like live and get over their like old ways. I think that would be fun to watch, but what I think is gonna happen is I think we're just gonna really, really lose. I think we're gonna actually like lose, and we are gonna see someone die.
I definitely think we're gonna lose, because it has to lead into the last Titan. So honestly, it's a great marketing strategy if we actually lose Quel'Thalas. I don't think we're gonna destroy the city. I don't think we're gonna like see a destruction of the city, but a surrendering of the city potentially. I could see it, and then maybe eventually we have to fight and get Quel'Thalas back. But I mean, they have to raise the stakes for a third part of a trilogy, and we know that we're going to Northrend, so we're kind of going to be leaving the Quel'Thalas region. So maybe something happens in the story. What I will say is I really love, and I really wish they had done this in previous expansions, is after this patch, we're seeing an entire manipulation of the world. The Sunwell is now void. The music has changed. People are reacting differently in the city.
Yes, I like, love it.
It feels like the world is changing based off of our actions.
I've always wanted them to do that. I remember being like, wait, are we always going to get the skybox now with this light beam going up? I hope it changes. No, Mama, it changed.
It changed.
So I'm assuming maybe after the March, because I also hope that this one isn't going to stay, because it's depressing. I want my sunny Silvermoon back. So I hope that this is also going to change, because if we're going to have to stay in like a dark Silvermoon now for the rest of the expansion, that will be sad.
Well, the only people that benefit from that are the sniffy account elves that are in Murder Row that are like really like loving the spot that they have now, more cruising spots that they can go to, because like it's so hard to see now in Silvergoon. So, you know, instead of just going into the back alleys, they could just go into the front alleys, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Girl, you talked about your clean butthole earlier. You can't.
What a segue, Dylan. Nice.
Okay, so we have to review Voidstorm. We have to review Voidstorm. Because we reviewed every region.
Do we have to?
We do. Because
Voidussy.
You've said you finished all the side content. Everyone that has been in my streams has told me Voidstorm itself, the story is not that great. Though I do live for that sassy Void Lord guy. I don't think he's a Void Lord, but like the
Decimus.
Girl, that's a diva. That's family.
Yeah. Waste.
Snatch.
Hourglass Boide.
Boide Bama. And
Boide.
I love for her, and she made it worthwhile. I've heard the side quests are where it's at in Voidstorm.
There is a gay one.
Oh.
Whatever. Like, it's an emotional gay side story, but, like, I don't know. To me, it almost feels like easy bait at this point. I'm not complaining. But, like, that story I kind of enjoyed. There is one story with, like, a Draenei that also was nice, without spoiling too much. But then the rest, I was like, girl, let me just get through this real quick, get my Renan, get my trinket, and bounce off.
Was the Draenei storyline, because I did one side quest, and it was involving Draenei from another planet?
Yes.
That was interesting. Yeah.
That one was really fierce.
Because they're like exploring like other planets outside of Draenor.
That one was amazing. And then at the end, like she basically, it's really good. It's really, really good.
And it's like kind of setting up other potential storylines they can explore in the future, where it's like, it's interesting to think that the Draenei, since they are like a spacefaring race, also exist on other planets outside of Draenor and Azeroth.
Yeah, it implies there's more stuff out there in general. I do think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me more space fantasy in my fantasy game. Okay, so overall, what would you rate Voidstorm? Because I know it's not your favorite.
Lowest.
Oh, Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel that.
I mean, compared to the others, it is the lowest for me. It is, but it's also an end gamey zone, so I get it. I get that it's not supposed to feel super, like, fun and whimsical. Of course, you can't have everything like that. You need balance, but that's, I guess, why I don't like it. And the side stories were really long, and I think that's also... And the event in there. Have you done the event?
I haven't done the event yet.
Every zone has its own event, right? And this one is, like... Protect the singularity, horrible, horrible, horrible event. And that all of that contributes to a zone being bad. But the zone isn't actually bad, you know? Like, it isn't actually bad. Some people think it's Zelotaph's old planet, which makes sense when you think of it. Like, when you fly really high up and you, like, look over everything, it does kind of give you that vibe.
Yeah,
that this could have been, like, this used to be, like, a planet, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. I it's just so hard for me to, like, fall in love with Voidstorm because, like, even though I didn't care for Koresh, I liked the art direction of Koresh. Like, the skybox and these floating, like, islands of sorts that were, like, just desolate and just void of everything. And this one, it just felt like, oh, look, it's the dark purple brown planet that everything is very samey. Like, at least with, like, Harandar and Zulamon... Different sections of it felt like there were different topographies and animals. This is literally just one giant, the same zone for the most part.
And also, it was a little bit of Reheated Naturals of Koresh. I think that's also what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
I also think like that way about the raid. The raid is sometimes giving Koresh boots.
Koresh boots, mama. How's it down?
And I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. It makes sense, but I'm not here for it. Fuck the ethereals.
Ooh. Oh.
Like, we've had enough. Wrap it up, mama. Wrap it up.
Wrap it the hell up. Do you want to get in? Well, that's our review. And now that we've covered all of Midnight, going forward, we're just still going to talk about, obviously, like, World of Warcraft and stuff like that, but if you've been following our little reviews of all things Midnight, that's our trilogy. That's our last
time. And I'm really sorry.
And I apologize. I apologize for you having to sit through all of our bullshit to hear our thoughts on on this. Really quick, before we get into viewer questions, how do you feel about Prey and Abundance?
Fierce.
Yeah.
So Abundance, not done it that much, but Prey... Like, was that typical content where it would make me want to scratch my eyes out, but then when I did it, I felt really accomplished. Nightmare Preys are no joke, D.Va.
Like, yeah, because they're, like, timed, right?
It's not even the timed. It's, like, they are hard because, like, the normal Prey is, like, haha, okay, whatever. Like, ooh, he ambushes you. Ooh. Then, like, the heroic Preys, it's, like, okay, if things line up a little bit, it could get, like, you know, hard, but it's not, like, crazy. But the Nightmare Preys? He literally, like, your screen starts to flash red and he goes, kill for me. And you have to kill something in, like, 15 seconds, I think. And if you don't, you get a massive, like, curse on you that kills you.
Oh, my God.
And, but you'll be, like, in the outside world, like, living your life. And he goes, kill for me. And you have to do it so quickly. So what people do now, what people told me, because I was suffering through it. I really was, like, God, I want to rage quit. And people were like, girl, just kill a critter. Like, if you see a butterfly flying around, you target the butterfly, boom. And it counts. But it's, like, now everyone's, like, looking for critters to, like, murder. To not, like, get murdered by the prey. But, okay, the prey system is actually, like... giving me so much life because I don't know if you followed the story, so I really want you to do it because there's a story tied to it. So we're exploring this whole new, like, magic anguish. Called anguish.
Yeah.
Yes. And he basically used to be, like, the researcher for Silvermoon. Like, he was also researching the fell back in the day, and now he's researching anguish. He always tries to find, like, new ways for magic and stuff to, like, aid Silvermoon. And he goes a little bit, like, crazy. So, like, throughout the story, you explore it. You heal someone with anguish. You see them react badly to it. You see people, like, get really angry at each other. And like, what, like you can, there's a little manifested like anguish crystals that you can wear as jewelry. And people like kind of turn like kind of evil and want to like rip off that jewelry from you. It's really, really cool. But then you succeed and you actually heal someone and like empower them with it. So they're kind of like showing us a new school of magic that looks kind of like blood magic, but of course, because it's going to make it their own, call it anguish and not like be obvious with it. And I like, I think that that's really cool. I like that. But then he goes like, everyone's going to fear Silver Moon with anguish, you know? And I was like, ooh, okay. New evil arc. I love it.
For it.
But it really feels like they're setting up the story to potentially bring out a new class that is like an anguish mage or something. And it looks like there's going to be a healer. It might even be like another support role, but I really, really hope it is what I think it is. Because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Love the praise.
I'm here for it. Love Prey. Love the Prey system. I still haven't done Abundance yet, but I've heard Bun Bun, whatever his name is, Dun Dun. Fierce. Yeah. Like, the amount of content I've seen about this fucking Loa.
A rodent.
Rodent, girl.
A rodent rat.
There's a few of those in the WoW sphere. Let me just say that. There's a lot of Dun Duns out there.
A lot of dun-duns.
shall we get into some viewer questions?
Yes, let's do it.
Do you want to read? I'll read the first one at the bottom. We'll start with here. Oh, wait. Let me. Okay. I'm highlighting it right now. Okay. Hi, Divas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Keep doing it. Okay, got it.
Hi, Divas. I'm Kiadrin Logan. A snatched blood elf Rhett Pally Diva on Dalaran. Coming at you
okay,
live.
Iberia.
I live for it. Coming at you live from Florida. This is more of a statement than a question, but you guys have literally saved me. I just stumbled upon Art Streams. I'm Strachan 1978 in his streams. He imagine you were like right before this, you're like, God, I really hate the Strachan guy. Like he's always
no, I would never. Hi, Queen.
He is the funniest, kindest, and snatched WoW content creator I've ever come across.
Aww.
I've gone through a very dark period in my life lately, and watching one of his streams one night in particular actually saved me. So I will never be able to thank you enough, Art. Dylan is cool too. No, I was kidding. Dylan is a great addition to complete this Diva-matic duo. I love both of you, and keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up. Keep being yourselves, and keep making content about this beautiful game that we all love and appreciate. The work you do here can have real-world effects. You may not realize it, but you are quite literally saving people's lives, making them laugh in dark times. Anyways, smooches to both of you, Kiadrin Logan. That was so sweet!
That's so cute. That's so cute.
I'm so sorry that we have to be the ones to save you. Because we both suck at support.
No, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Logan.
Yeah, that's very, very sweet of you, Logan.
And thanks for reminding us. I do sometimes forget that showing up to these streams or doing all of, like doing content or like in general like hanging out with people can really impact people like actual real lives. I do sometimes forget that. Yes, we are just being like stupid on the internet, but it does have an impact on people. Like even just the thought that there's someone out there putting in like headphones and like doing their chores while listening to us talk about like gay shit is wild to me. It's just wild to me. I just want to give everyone that listens to us a hug. Like I love
them. Yeah. Like I said, like we've said before, you're our new besties. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. We are legion. There are so many queer WoW players and MMO RPG players. It's been sickening. So thank you so much, Logan. That was very sweet of you. Do you want to read this next one from Mervon?
Yes. Hi, I play Mervon, a Draxir Evoker, and I'm from West Tennessee. If you could design your own dungeon or raid, what would that look like? It could be anywhere existing in game or something completely new. For example, it would be cool to see a new raid in Skywall, Throne of the Four Winds. I like the aesthetic, and I wish we got to see more of it. Love the podcast. You are hilarious, and it's been great listening to you both each week.
Oh, so sweet.
Ooh, that's a cool question.
That is interesting. Okay, this is gonna sound weird. I think more of like mechanically what I would love to see in a dungeon or raid than I do location and story. Though I will say I am prone to wanting more horror content in Dungeons and Raids. So I want something dark, scary, and just like really messed up. But it mechanically, I think it would be really funny, and this would not fly in the game at all. Give me a dungeon or raid where some crazy magic happens and everyone's roles are changed for like one battle, where the tank suddenly has healing spells. The healer suddenly is like a DPS. One of the DPSs is randomly made a tank, and you have to just like figure it out in the battle. And I think it would be really funny, and it would cause a lot of chaos and it'd piss everyone off, which is why they'll never do it. But I just love the idea of the support, like healing people as like a, say, a Mistweaver monk. And then all of a sudden they get, or all of their spells now have turned into like tanky fucking spells. I'm like, shit, I have to now run in and like do something about this. I don't know. I like when our like player models change and we look different.
Didn't they kind of did that in Battle of the Zalor, where you literally go from like alliance to horde and horde goes to alliance?
And that's
and
fierce.
Even your racial changes. I think that was a really cool way of doing this. But I do think that's a really cool idea. I recently played a D&D session where we had to fight our own mirror images. So like you have to fight yourself basically, but that version of you is like more aggressive and like really wants to get you. And I feel like that would also be kind of cool to explore, you know?
That would be fun.
We always fight everything. We always kind of know we're going to win because the players always win. But what if we fight ourselves? Like, that would also be kind of fun. But also, I would love to see, I always like when they do like magical schools. They do that now with Silvermoon a little bit. There's even a delve where you go into the school and like you clear it. That's also, I like that. But what I would really love, and some people are also going to hate this, but they've done underwater zones once and everyone hated it, right? Yeah. Everyone hated it. Vashir, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I love underwater aesthetics so much. I love Nashatar because Nashatar was like underwater, but not really underwater. But I would want there to be like an entire expansion where we genuinely explore like the sea. And we like maybe have like Naga as like a race that we can play. And maybe make it mechanically like nice so it doesn't feel like you're underwater, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love that. Like as like a dungeon or like a we did get like obviously the underwater castle from Ashara, and that was amazing. But lean even heavier into it.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to see.
I love that. No, I think that would be really, really fun. Whenever I think of underwater, just quick side piece. I really like Guild Wars 2 and how they handle underwater combat because you like it, you get a different weapon and it like completely changes your skill set. So underwater combat is like there's like full zones that are underwater, like palaces and places that you're like swimming around in because you're like you have like a spear gun.
I love Guild Wars.
It's a great game.
I really love Guild Wars. Yeah.
Yeah. She eats. So this next viewer question is, this is our last one. Hi, I'm Andrew, he, him, and my IGN is Mousebite. I've seen you around, Mouse. A Volpera Hunter Beastmaster spec from Seattle, Washington. I wanted to say, I love your guys.
I love that's like a Volpera Hunter from Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I wanted to say I love your guys' podcast. It literally makes me LOL. Have you guys played WoW with each other before? Questing, dungeons, raids, etc. And if you have, what was your experience? Andrew, Mousebite.
Aww. I would never play with this skank, rat, rodent, whore.
And honestly, same. But mostly for the reasons of I don't want to get sucked into the void. Because I've heard some stories about her characters in WoW. And let's just say she's very popular in the tavern.
Okay, Miss Queef.
my Volpera priest, Queef.
Please, please. No, we absolutely want to do that. Me and Dylan have been talking behind the scenes about playing stuff together on stream. Obviously, we could be playing WoW too. I would love that.
Yeah.
I do have this in A account, but I'm going to be very honest with you guys. Like, I just have so much going on in EU that I never really find the time to actually invest time into my NA account. But Dylan also is thinking of making an EU account, so yeah, we will play together. And what we're definitely going to do is we also want to do some variety content together. We were talking about playing some horror games together.
Yeah.
And even when I just mentioned that, people were really excited, and I'd personally be really excited about this. But yes, obviously, WoW, variety, whatever, there will be co-streams together, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, do we want to also talk about some other content that we're working on?
Yeah, sure. Why don't we talk about it?
Do you know I want to? So, yeah. Obviously, with Azeroth with Attitude, you get like a weekly episode from us, and it's like in a podcast format. There's also the YouTube version. But we do have, on top of these like collab streams, other content that we're working on. So obviously, both of us are huge like Dungeons and Dragons fans. And so we are currently in the process of building a content.
Oh, wait, you're going to full out say it.
I'm just going to say it. Whatever. We're in the process of building out a campaign. And it will be bonus content for you all to consume. It'll be live streamed. The dates, times, details we'll say more in the future. But yeah. you were so scared. You're like, don't say anything, girl. No,
I was like, you're going to say maybe like who's going to play with us.
No,
that,
I'm not.
We're not sharing that yet.
But we're very excited. But
Divas, I cannot even explain how gaggy this is going to be. This is going to be so gaggy. Okay, so Dylan called me a hardcore D&D fan. Yes, I love D&D, but I'm still a D&D baby. Like, yeah. I've never finished an entire campaign. I've maybe had like 4 sessions now that I've played.
Oh, wow.
But I do have 300 hours in Baldur's Gate 3. I'm sure D&D players hate people when they come in and they're like, I played Baldur's Gate, so I know how to do this. Because it is... It's similar mechanics, but it is it's a whole different caliber playing D&D in person with like a character sheet and everything, tracking your spells and blah, blah, blah. And like the calculations are wild. I know there's apps that do that now for you, but I'll definitely need some support. But I love D&D and I love watching like Dungeons and Drag Queens, the show that they have.
Oh, I love it.
I also love watching Critical Role. It's so good. I love the Mighty Nein show, like that basically are from a campaign, and Dylan has been saying that he wants to do this, and I was like, girl, you with your like storytelling and with your voices, you would be the perfect DM. Did you tell them which universe is going to be set in?
Azeroth, baby.
Yes. It's going to be World of Warcraft themed D&D campaign. Mama, gag me fiercely. I'm so excited. And I'll be playing, Dylan will be DMing.
Yep. And then we also have some other creators.
Some very fierce.
creators.
But yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be really, really fun. That it's not going to happen like anytime super soon. Well, we're thinking like...
May?
Yeah, I'm not going to... May?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, we have a plan.
So this is... We're in the very early stages of it, but it's definitely happening.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. The work has already started on like... planning it out. Here's my thing. For people that don't know my background, I used to get paid to play D&D on stream. Shout out to Roll For It. It's like a D&D group that's on Twitch.
This fucking diva, I swear to God.
You can still find the vibes.
I keep rediscovering like new things about her.
So listen, this is crazy. So I used to get paid, I think it was like $200 a session to make content in D&D, and we would live stream it. And the first campaign I ever did was a Star Trek themed one. I played a character named Mako Bay, and I got in costume every single week, and we played in a campaign. And that went for,
such a nerd.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then after that, I played in... shout out to the TTRPG girlies that know what the Monster Heart system is. I played in a series called Avalon High School, and it was Arthurian legends, but all of the Arthurian legends, like King Arthur and stuff, are high school students. So I played the Green Knight, and I was like this nerdy guy that had like a swoop, and I always wear like a green hoodie. And so I played in that. And then I did Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I was a guest character on that one. And
stop it.
Yeah, and I played a robot. So I was this like android guy. And then later I did a full campaign. This one was gaggy. I did a full campaign that was My Little Pony. Listen, it was a paycheck. So I did My Little Pony. But what was fierce is I did the campaign with Erin Fitzgerald, who is like a very accomplished voice actress. Like, she was the voice of Junko Enoshima from Danganronpa. And
what the fuck?
give me a
second to breathe. What is a My Little Pony D&D campaign? What do they do?
So it was really weird. There was combat in it, but it was, so we made ponies, and there was a story, and it involved us having to like uncover this mystery. So a lot of it was like role play heavy.
Okay.
But there was combat in it, and it used this like My Little Pony TTRPG system.
This is so funny because I have a friend that is obsessed with My Little Pony.
Oh, really?
And he would gag that this was a thing.
Yeah, wow. It existed. You could find the VODs online. I enjoyed it. It was fun. But a D&D has always been a thing I've been very interested in. So I'm very excited for this like side project. I also hosted a Dungeons and Drag Queens in-person like event here in Austin. I was the DM for it, and it went for the entire month of October every single week. And it was like, I put on a full glitter beard. Like I DM'd it. We had drag artists that came on and performed and played D&D live. Oh. It was so much fun. So I'm very excited.
Oh, fun.
The diva is
experienced. She's experienced, and she will bring the dolls together, and we will make something fierce happen. And I'm so incredibly excited for this.
Yeah. If you are excited, please let us know in the comments down below, because we love to read your comments. If you haven't already, please send us an email at azerothwithattitude@gmail.com with your listener question. Let us know your race, class, combo. What's the name of your character? Maybe where you're from. And we just cannot thank you all so much. Like, the viewership's growing. We're getting more and more people joining the Azeroth with Attitude family. And we are now working on side projects that are going to be attached to this, which is really fun.
Very, very fun. Yes. But also, you feel free to just comment down on a YouTube video too, if you don't want to send the email. That also works. And it also helps our algorithm a lot.
It does. It really does. Any last things we want to cover? I think we pretty much covered our...
I think we've covered everything.
Yeah. Well,
I've also had enough of you now, so.
Yeah, same. I've had enough of me. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. We will be back next week with yet another episode of Azeroth with Attitude. Make sure to go check us out. Follow us on all our socials, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.